Hey guys, this is Justin with the Fine with the
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys. Hey guys.
By the way, this is Tony, the Forgotten.
This is Tony, the Forgotten. He is very sensitive about being forgotten.
What, am I Batman now?
He could be Batman. Maybe I'm Batman. Did you think about that? Oh, I'm Batman. Swear to me.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not the one wearing hockey pads.
Awesome question about this morning's podcast. We already have a question come in about it, and I had mentioned in passing something about AirPlay 2. So, great question. Want to entertain that question about AirPlay 2. Some people, they basically prefaced it with, I'm terrified to ask this question because I feel dumb about asking this question. First of all, rule number one, don't ever feel dumb about asking questions. And if somebody makes you feel dumb for asking a question, then they need to be thoroughly slapped.
You don't know if you don't ask, man.
And this is why I stay off forums, because forums, everybody makes everybody feel dumb because they want validation to make themselves feel better about the dumb things they've already done. So, we digress. So, AirPlay 2 kind of leads us into this little bit of a discussion about Android and AirPlay. And I know Ian brought up Apple versus Android type of thing, which, in my humble opinion, Android actually has better screens on their phones, and I'm always attracted to them. They just put buttons everywhere, and I always screw them up when somebody hands me one. But let's go back to AirPlay 2. So what AirPlay 2 is, it is an Apple proprietary program that Apple has licensed manufacturers to build into their devices that works off of your Wi-Fi network, but it is a one-to-one communication, or actually multiple communication, meaning multiple devices can be dropped into whatever you're broadcasting to. Not to be confused with Bluetooth. Bluetooth is a technology that is about a 30 feet proximity that typically cuts out when you get 30 to 50 feet away. So that's like 1990s technology with Bluetooth speakers and things like that. Well, Apple actually learned how to do this, but they didn't really. Here's the funny part about AirPlay 2, T. They don't really talk about it. Like, Apple doesn't.
No, it's just kind of like if you're an Apple user, it's just kind of like common knowledge.
Actually,
so
it's not. But that's the thing, is it's not common knowledge because.
But that's the way they treat it.
Right.
Like on Android, you have what's called Smart View, which is basically the Android equivalent to AirPlay.
So
it works in the same way.
Does Smart View do audio as well? Like, do they build streamers with Smart View, or is it something? Because I know so here's why AirPlay 2 is neat.
Well, it uses Miracast.
So Miracast is also video related. Like, if I'm watching something on YouTube, I can hit the Miracast button on a Samsung or Sony or whatever device that I'm trying to cast from, and then you can see what's on your phone on that. So yeah, so I think Android's a little bit limited on that technology. I know Google Play has something, but I think Android uses a lot of Bluetooth still, you know, and Bluetooth I think is up to 3.0 now, meaning it's higher bandwidth, supposed to be longer range and longer distances, and I think you can do multiple devices at the same time. I would have to check on the Bluetooth stuff, but going into
as far as the Android version, the Smart View is a one-to-one thing.
Okay, so the neat gateway drug behind AirPlay 2 is you probably already have AirPlay 2 devices in your home. So where I noticed it was I had a Sonos Arc, and I was on Apple Music, and I hit the AirPlay button by accident. And then all of a sudden, I had this list of 30 devices in this home or in my home that I could broadcast to, that I could broadcast AirPlay this thing to. And I was like, huh, I wonder if I can use multiple things at a time. And the answer is yes, you can. You can take a Denon receiver and a Marantz receiver and a Yamaha or a Klipsch soundbar and a Sony Play 1, if they all have AirPlay 2 compliancy, you can group all of these things together and play the same music. I think Isaac a while back had the whole store playing on AirPlay 2, and he was using a Name streamer and an Arcam AV receiver and a Marantz AV receiver and another Name streamer and then a Sonos soundbar and a Sonos Play-Fi. He had all these things grouped together through Apple Music, and then you can do it through Tidal and Spotify and most of your major streaming services. It allows you to group that technology together to where you can listen to it at the same time, even if they're different brands and they're not designed to work with each other. So it's kind of an Apple gateway drug that's already in your home.
So the Smart View, which is pretty much headed up by Samsung, you know, allows you to do TV, photos, movies, and music to answer the question on if it does
so if audio like your device has Smart View, if it's Smart View compliant, meaning if it has that Smart View logo on it or our AirPlay 2 logo on it.
Right, and I actually use a Samsung phone, so that puts me right into it automatically.
But you can't
cross-pollinate
though. You can't can you group multiple things in that? Like, can you group multiple TVs together in one thing?
I don't, like I said, I don't know if it will allow you to do multiple devices, okay, like the way similar to like Sonos allows right. you to group their stuff together. I don't know. I know that from just experience working with you and playing around with it here in the store that AirPlay does work similar. You can can link it. So that's going to be something that I'm going to have to investigate now as far as if Smart View does the same thing.
So I noticed this with the new Apple update.
There's a lot of updates going on with Android right now. Things are changing rapidly.
Well, because Apple uses FaceTime, which is an Apple thing. You don't have that on Android. So Apple has FaceTime. And I notice now if there's an Apple TV button on your FaceTime, if you're FaceTiming with somebody, you have an Apple TV button that you can hit and it will list the Apple TVs in your home that you want to cast to. So it'll cast your FaceTime to the Apple TV now to where you can see that person that you're talking to on FaceTime on the Apple TV. So it's becoming a very powerful thing, but it's something that isn't talked about very often, but play with it. You know, next time you go into Apple Music, hit that little AirPlay button. It looks like a bunch of circles with a triangle on the top of it. Hit that AirPlay button and see what devices. It's a kind of a fun thing to do. See what devices pop up in your home. Now, you can't use AirPlay 2 devices within the Sonos app. So if you're in a Sonos app or a Denon Heos app or a Blue Sound app or a Name app, those devices don't show up. You have to use it on the AirPlay side of it, meaning you have to be in the music app, start the music app, and I may end up doing a YouTube thing of this just to kind of show a small YouTube video of it. Even though this question I'm sure has been asked, answered 1,000 times, but I mentioned it in passing with the Apple Vision Pro and AirPlay 2 compliancy. Not sure how it dropped into AirPlay 2 because I didn't ask the question, and that's when the question came up.
So what Android is going to use instead of FaceTime, because FaceTime is exclusive to Apple products,
yep.
What Android is using as a comparison to that is Google Meet. So they're heavily involved with Google.
Well, sure. Android's owned by Google. You know, it's a Google.
So with that right platform, there, basically, yeah. If you're an Android user, you're just going to go to your Google Store or the Play Store and find the equivalent to it.
Yeah, and there are a lot of fun things with Google that you can do. I know Google makes these small television screens that you can put around your home, very much like the Amazon ones that if you have Nest doorbells and Nest cameras and Nest door locks and things, and if somebody rings your doorbell, it pops up on this little TV screen. Apple is starting to drop that technology within their stuff. They just have to decide who they're going to get along with because it's Apple. So, you know, Apple is very proprietary. The one thing I'll tell you about Apple, though, is if it's on an Apple device, it's pretty bulletproof. Like, they've gone through a lot of research and development, And I know manufacturers have to jump through a lot of R&D before they can put an Apple-compliant logo on their device. And there's specifications and qualifications and a lot of hoops to jump through to become Apple-compliant. I know Savant just went through this. Savant is one of the few home automation systems that you can drop Apple Music into. Unlike Control 4 and the other, where you have to use either AirPlay or I think it's called Home Share or something, I think with Control 4. But so Apple is, as usual, is the dominant force behind a lot of this fun stuff. And then Android kind of jumps in and does what they're doing on their end. Now, Android, I would say, is the more professional route, less hoops to jump through, used by a lot of businesses already because that's the Google Meetup. A lot of businesses already use Google Meetup and Microsoft Teams and Zoom and, you know, all that stuff. You know, Google kind of drops right into that. So does Apple. I mean, we're putting a lot of Apple TVs in conference rooms now because people are screencasting to it, you know, or screen. I think that on Apple it's called Screen Mirror. But from iPads
and stuff. On Android, it's called Miracast.
Miracast, yep. And what's interesting is you can actually Miracast from an Apple device. So what's weird is that thing drops into Apple. Apple's not dropping into that. But I think it's because those two entities don't get along on protocol. Android is more of an open security platform. Apple is a very locked down platform, meaning it's not open AI, it's not open resource. You have to go through qualifications to put things on their app store, whereas Google, you don't have to jump through as many hoops, which is why Google has way more apps than Apple in a lot of cases. But I just thought it was cool. It's a great question. Thank you so much for asking that question. We'll try to be as responsive as possible when it comes to simple, basic questions like this. There's nothing, but again, don't feel bad about asking simple questions. Everybody's got to start somewhere, and technology is a part of your life.
Prompt us to learn something.
Well, true. Yeah. No, I mean, I know when I learned about the AirPlay 2 stuff, I was like, what the heck is all this? I even called one of my technology guru friends that I would say is on the same level or even above the level that I am. And you are, and asked him about it, and he was like, oh yeah, I just stumbled on that a couple days ago, you know, but because it's nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about it. Apple doesn't even really talk about it. But I will tell you as a listener, if you see that AirPlay 2 logo on your device, you can group it with things that don't belong together, but it's kind of a harmonious Switzerland app, you know, thing that you can make a clip soundbar with AirPlay 2, talk to a Sonos, talk to a Name streamer, talk to your Arcam, talk to Marantz, talk to Sony, talk to Denon, talk to, I'm running out of brands, but you can make those things work in conjunction if you're streaming music. Now, for those of you with pitchforks and flamethrowers, this is lightsabers. No, this is not a, I want to sip wine and listen to my Sudas Faber and my hi-fi blah 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 streamer and listen to $500,000 audio with AirPlay 2. It's not a uncompressed. And what are you using here? What is that?
So I'm just in Spotify right now. I'm sorry. I'm kind of researching as
he jumped into my ADHD brain. I was on a roll. Now I forgot. Completely forgot.
But just
what? What symbol is that? What did you hit?
It looks like a TV and an iPod. And when you click on that, then it's automatically finding the devices close to me.
But can you group to multiple devices?
I'm still working on that, but I just heard our device turn on, so it is sending information.
Or is it switching? So check to see if it just switched from that to that. Or there, go hit your volume slider. Go look at your volume. Yeah. So what I want to know is on Android is if it's a 1-to-1 or if it's a AirPlay 2 thing. Where right now, go to your volume and see if you can group another device to it. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Very boring for you that can't see what we're doing. Again, this is why we probably need to work into a video cast at some point because it's interesting. But On the AirPlay 2 side of things, like yesterday, a client wanted to listen to this. No, it wasn't yesterday. It was last week. It was Friday. They wanted to listen to this. No, it was Saturday, because I had to take a drill bit to my ears about on the stuff that they were wanting to listen to. It was very poorly recorded, and I just... So it was very poorly recorded.
It's only a one-to-one thing right now.
Okay, so on Android, it is only one-to-one. It's not. So, but Saturday...
But that's also in just Spotify.
I took this horrible, awful song that I wanted to take a jackhammer to my ears, and I grouped the Denon AV receiver with this pair of speakers and the Arcam with the Martin Logan speakers and the Sonos Arc all at the same time, and I was able to raise volume individually, and that was AirPlay 2. So you were using AirPlay 2. I was using AirPlay 2 compliance. No, it's not the highest fidelity stream, but it's freaking cool. I mean, why wouldn't it be? You know, it's just you can take your little Bose speaker that's sitting on the tabletop that has AirPlay 2 and now group it into your Arc soundbar or your Clip soundbar or your receiver or whatever. So,
but what I'm thinking on this right here, and I'd have to try it, of course, but once I get it over to, like, our Sonos Arc over here, then I can probably go into my Sonos app and start grouping.
No, only if it's Sonos. You can't group Sonos. You can't group things within Sonos that aren't Sonos.
Right.
You have to – that's where the AirPlay 2 – that's why I want to make myself abundantly clear. If you're going to group devices that don't belong and aren't supposed to work together – you have to be using the AirPlay 2 symboled app. Now, that's just saying you can cast to those, but that's not saying you can use multiples at the same time. Whereas within Sonos, or not within Sonos, within Spotify with AirPlay 2, you can. Because that's what in Apple Music you can, and Tidal you can. So it's maybe something that they're playing with on the Android platform. But anyway... Awesome question. Great question. We'll play with it a little bit. Maybe it's worth the video cast where we can do screen records and actually show people on the screen record thing. We'll do it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know anything about that thing. Group rooms, but can you... Are you doing that through Spotify or are you doing that through... No, that's still working through Spotify Connect. Spotify Connect is another... interesting, frustrating little beastie that wants to be an automation thing, but it's not quite an automation thing. So yeah, anyway, we'll report back and try to
this is going to take a little bit of
we'll just kind of
playing around with it.
We'll kind of play around with it and do a screen share of it if we find something cool. Great question, thank you for the question. Love questions because it helps us create a better show for you. So anyway, that's a cast. Technology Rocks. Hey guys, AirPlay 2 Android Mirrorcast. Is that what it was called?
Smart View.
AirPlay 2 Smart View question for your Droid. It looks like Droid's a little bit limited on their platform in comparison to the AirPlay 2 stuff. So, but it doesn't mean that.
At least until I get to where I.
At least we can play.
Learn with a little more.
Yeah,
with
learn
it.
A little bit more about it. But again, AirPlay 2. Try it if you have it. Chances are you already have devices in there that you didn't know will work together, that will work together. Laptops, Mac laptops also have AirPlay 2, to where if you're playing audio through AirPlay 2, you can group AirPlay 2 things or screen share from your Mac laptop on a either Apple TV or a Sony Android TV, strangely enough, and a Samsung TV. You can actually AirPlay to those devices as well, or video cast to those devices. So... with that being said, Ian, Mr. Gray, and I'm sure will weigh in, but did not join us for this Hey Guys podcast. We shall see you when we see you. I'm Justin.
And I'm Tony.
And this is Technology Rocks Hey Guys Edition podcast. Have a great day. On an indubitably so side note, I will say that I am an Apple user. Tony is not an Apple user. He likes
Droid.
To partake in the complicated world that is Droid. That was the breakdown during the video where I said, try the stupid thing. I don't know anything about said thing. Now, As most Droid users will call it, because I use Apple, they call my devices toys instead of real devices, as my brother would say. I don't know why I'm talking in a weird, nasty British accent. It just seems fun to do and appropriate to do because this is an official announcement and technically the podcast is over. Unless the Android user has a rebuttal.
No, I've still got some research to do to see what I can do.
So, once again, the Android is more complicated to you. More complicated to use than the Apple toy. And we shall leave it at that for the time being. But yes, we will report back with you.
Well, you know, we try to keep our toys simple for children.
Oh, we try to keep the toy... with that being said, swear to me! Yeah, no. So that's a podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to explain that little moment toward the end of the podcast when Tony was showing me something, and I was like, I have no freaking clue what you're showing me. So anyway, I am not an Android guy, but we do have Android guys on the staff that can weigh in on this topic. Maybe they know a little bit more. As we learn a little bit more, then we will inform you. But great questions. That's a cast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Tony.
And we are once again finished with this podcast.